When I was an Army chaplain, my soldiers asked me all kinds of questions about God, life, relationships, the Bible, and answered them as best I could. They also called me Padre. Welcome to the Dear Padre podcast. It's Good Friday, a day of reflection on grief and loss, and I hope you can do that today and find some good poetry. There's a poem that I'm going to read here at the end by John Donne, Good Friday, 1613, Riding Westward, and a reflection on Lamentations. A reading from the Book of the Lamentations. I am one who has seen affliction under the rod of God's wrath. He has driven and brought me into darkness without any light. Against me alone he turns his hand, again and again, all day long. He has made my flesh and my skin waste away and broken my bones. He has besieged and enveloped me with bitterness and tribulation. He has made me sit in darkness like the dead of long ago. He has walled me about so that I cannot escape. He has put heavy chains on me. Though I call and cry for help, he shuts out my prayer. He has blocked my ways with hewn stones. He has made my paths crooked. The thought of my affliction and my homelessness is wormwood and gall. My soul continually thinks of it and is bowed down within me. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for one to bear the yoke in youth, to sit alone in silence when the Lord has imposed it, to put one's mouth to the dust. There may be yet hope, to give one's cheek to the smiter, to be filled with insults, for the Lord will not reject forever. Although he causes grief, he will have compassion according to the abundance of his steadfast love. For he does not willingly afflict or grieve the children of men. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This lesson from Lamentations, read on Good Friday, really captures the grief of loss. There are different themes of Good Friday for sure. The theme of suffering unjustly, the theme of the suffering of the world. But the grief here in Lamentations is the loss of freedom, mobility, the loss of options, choices, and the kind of suffering that comes from those debilitating afflictions that are mentioned by Jeremiah. Jeremiah is weeping for the city of Jerusalem as it's being destroyed. There's a painting by Rembrandt that's in my office over here. It's a copy of Rembrandt's painting, of course, not an original. But it has Jeremiah, it's called Jeremiah of the Lamentations by Rembrandt. And he is sitting there in a chair, kind of like in the posture I am right now. He's got his arm propped up on a Bible. It says Bible under his arm. He can't even read it. And behind him is the smoking city of Jerusalem being destroyed. It's burning. And it's his city. It's a city he grew up in, the city he's given his life for, the city he's tried to save by warning its leaders of the impending doom. And no one has listened to him. And if you look at his right arm and leg, they are missing. And over the years, people have colored them in. They've added an arm and a leg to Jeremiah of the Lamentations. The Wikipedia article has some of those reconstructions, fixes, if you will, trying to add back his arm and his leg. And yet, Rembrandt painted him that way because he said, "If I forget you, O Jerusalem, may my right arm and my right leg be cut off." So Rembrandt is an amputee of grief. And grief is like that. The only reason we grieve is because part of us is lost. Whether it's a person or a place or an opportunity or whatever it is that we've lost, we lose not only that person, that place, that opportunity, that ability, but we lose a part of ourselves in that too. And this is the price of love, the price of being attached to something, the price of caring, the price of devoting yourself to someone or something. And it is the grief that Jesus feels on this Good Friday, the grief that he cries out in Psalm 22, my God, why have you forsaken me? If there was ever someone who devoted his life to God, it was Jesus. 3 years of living in an itinerant existence, healing the sick, offering his own life for the life of the world, traveling, laying aside the comforts of an earthly life to seek the hardship of going from place to place, and giving himself to that fully and freely, and now to the cross, where it seems like it is all a waste. That's the problem with grief. It feels like everything we did that caused the grief was a big waste of time and life and limb. And that's where we are on Good Friday. And yet the writer of Lamentations says that there is always hope in God, even though you can't see it. Jeremiah is placed in a mud pit, a pit where he comes up to his body is mostly submerged in mud. And it is probably not mud that we can imagine being a good kind of mud. It is the other kind that cities produce. And he is there experiencing that grief and loss in the shithole of life. And yet even there is hope in God. It is the puzzle and mystery of suffering that those who have experienced the most of it are often the people with the most hope. That is the mystery of suffering that the Lamentations here tries to explore. Weeping will endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. And here in Lamentations, we have this line where he says, "Your mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." From that line comes the hymn, "Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be." We cannot deny the grief of life, the places we end up, because we loved, because we cared, because we gave, because we sacrificed. We cannot avoid those places of grief. And that is the place where Jesus is. He is there on this Good Friday with us. And he is also there always. He is not perpetually crucified, thanks be to God. But he is always there in our suffering. He is always present in that. And that is why we don't give up hope. Because no matter how far down we go, he is always going down there with us all the way to the end. Amen. Wrote this poem, John Donne, as he was traveling on Good Friday. And it's one of my favorite Good Friday poems, of which there are many. I hope you can find some good poetic reflections on this day. But here's one of my favorites. It's a little old language, so I'll try to read it. And maybe, well, I think most of it I'll be able to understand, as some of the lines are a little confusing, but there's some ones that pack a real punch. Good Friday, 1613, riding westward. So he's riding west. Let man's soul be a sphere, and then in this, the intelligence that moves devotion is. And as the other spheres, by being grown, subject to foreign motion, lose their own. And being by others hurried every day, scarce in a year their natural form obey. Pleasure or business, so our souls admit, for their first mover, and are whirled by it. Hence it is that I am carried towards the west, this day when my soul form bends towards the east. There I should see a sun by rising set, and by that setting endless day beget. But that Christ on his cross did rise and fall, sin had eternally benighted all. Yet dare I almost be glad I do not see that spectacle of too much weight for me. Who sees God's face? That is, self-life must die. What a death were it then to see God die. It made his own lieutenant nature shrink. It made his footstool crack and the sun wink. Could I behold those hands which span the poles and tune all spheres at once pierced with those holes? Could I behold that endless height which is zenith to us and our antipodes, humbled below us, or that blood which is the seat of all our souls, if not of his, made dirt of dust, or that flesh which was worn by God for his apparel, ragged and torn. If on these things I durst not look, durst I upon his miserable mother cast mine eye? Who was God's partner here, and furnished thus half of that sacrifice which ransomed us? Though these things, as I ride, be from mine eye, they're present yet unto my memory. For that looks towards them, and thou looks towards me, O Savior, as thou hangst upon the tree. I turn my back to thee, but to receive corrections till thy mercy bid thee leave. O think me worth thine anger, punish me, burn off my rusts and my deformity. Restore thine image so much by thy grace that thou mayest know me, and I'll turn my face. Christ, you stretched out your arms of love on the hard wood of the cross that everyone might come within the reach of your saving embrace. So clothe us in your spirit that we, reaching forth our hands in love, may bring those who do not know you to the knowledge and love of you for the honor of your name. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, we pray you to set your passion, cross, and death between your judgment and our souls, now and in the hour of our death. Give mercy and grace to the living, pardon and rest to the dead, to your holy church, peace and concord, and to us sinners, everlasting life and glory. For with the Father and the Holy Spirit you live and reign, one God, now and forever. Amen.